Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Ask her. Let's start. The first question we have is, can you heal your lungs after quitting smoking? And the answer is, yes, you can. There are a lot of different things that you can do. So after you quit smoking, you might notice slight changes in your health. For example, you may be able to breathe easier, or your blood pressure levels
well,
may...
Well, breathing easier is putting it mildly, Michelle, for crying out loud. Oh,
well,
man, I'll breathe easier over that.
Well, I'll breathe easier when, you know, women stop smoking and
oh,
they quit
every
doing
time
it in
I
the closet.
See them light up. Every time I see them light up. Oh, doesn't it just kill you?
It does.
It just
but
breaks
you know,
my
there's things that, you know, once you quit smoking, within the first 20 minutes, Pam, which is what we're going to talk about, what happens when after 20 minutes of not smoking, your blood pressure actually goes down and your pulse rate and temperature of your hands and feet have returned to normal?
Oh, my God. Minutes. And then, hey, let's flash forward to 12 hours. Your blood oxygen level will have increased to normal and carbon monoxide levels have dropped to normal. Girlfriends, we're talking 12 hours after quitting smoking, for crying out loud.
Now let's talk about 24 hours. Just one, you know, one day. Anxieties and intensity within the 2 weeks return to near, you know, pre-sensation levels, which is so great. And after 48 hours, the damaged nerve endings have started to regrow and your sense of smell and taste are already beginning to return to normal.
Yeah, well, I got you topped at 72 hours, girlfriend. Your entire body will test, get this, are you ready for this? 100% nicotine-free. And over 90% of all those rotten nicotine metabolites, the chemicals that,
ooh, that
you know,
smelly,
it breaks down
real.
Into, yeah, I know, will now have passed from your body. And basically, honey, you just peed it out. So that means that you're suddenly going to feel much less restlessness and you're going to feel so much better. So, Michelle, what happens 5 to 8 days later?
Oh, I was going to skip to 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, fine. Then just do 2 to 4 weeks.
I was going to really top you on this one.
I'm dragging it out.
So the cessation-related anger, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, the impatience, insomnia, restlessness, and depression have ended. They've actually ended. And
I love it.
Yeah, that's huge. That is huge. So what's next, Pam? Tell me what's next.
All right,
come on.
Man.
Beat me.
Get
beat
this.
Me.
2 weeks to 3 months later, your heart attack risk has started to drop. Your lung function is improving. And then, oh my gosh, your circulation has substantially improved. Walking's easier. How about that nasty chronic cough you always had? It's likely disappeared by now. And if not, then obviously see a physician. But oh my gosh, what an improvement. Okay, how about a year later? Let's go to a year.
A year later, your risk of coronary heart disease, heart attack, and stroke have dropped to less than half of a smoker. Half.
Woohoo! Give it up.
That's big.
I'm loving
That's
it.
Big. That's big. Oh, 5 years?
It's just
5 years?
Absolutely huge. Okay, 5 years. So your risk of a brain hemorrhage has declined to 60% of your risk while still smoking. That's right, man. And, you know, if you're smoking, you know, Her Radio listeners out there, along with taking birth control pills, come on. You know what I'm talking about. Talk about, now there's a recipe for a stroke right there. So if you're a female ex-smoker, your risk of developing diabetes is now that, at 5 years, of a non-smoker. Non-smoker. Like it never happened. I'm loving it. Hey, why don't we just go to, you know, shift on over to 20 years? What happens at 20 years?
So at 20 years... female excess risk of death from all smoking-related causes, including lung disease and cancer, has now reduced that of a never-smoker.
Woo-hoo!
That was a study done in 2008. And risk of pancreatic cancer is reduced to that of a never-smoker, and that study was done in 2011. But let me just say this, Pam, and also we know that women who are menopausal who smoke have lots more hot flashes too, by the way. That's just a FYI, PS.
But for everybody out there.
Yeah, for everybody. But the thing that we want to make sure everybody, that our listeners or her listeners know, is that this study was done by several drug companies who actually have, there are drugs on the market. One is Shantix, there's Wellbutrin, there's many drugs
Zyban.
On the market. Yep, that actually help ease the process that you of quitting smoking. And so they're the ones who took a really close look at all of this to determine, you know, to help people understand what happens.
Well, you know, so listen up. Michelle and I, in unison, are saying, quit
Stop.
The smoking.
Put
Stop
down
now.
The cigarettes.
Come on, or I'll go out there and I'll break your fingers.
Ooh,
because
you do not want that.
This is all bad. You do not want that. No. This is all bad. Come on, girlfriends. I mean, smoking is so last year. So, you know, pitch it. We got plenty of help to get off it. Okay, so there's the quitting smoking thing. It's all good news. Now, next question is, what are the health benefits of yoga? Michelle, do you remember when we did yoga? You know, and
yes.
You got you and I together, and we did this on the lawn in your house in Phoenix.
Yes.
It was just, you know, you brought the yoga instructor in, and we did this with some girlfriends. It was positively heavenly. And speaking of heavenly, we saw the stars, too, because we were outdoors. Oh, my gosh. Did that feel good or what?
It feels so good. And I love bringing women together like that in a group and having them do, you know, yoga together in the backyard, and it's a beautiful evening. And I think we actually had the fireplace on as well, because it was during the winter time.
That's
it's
right.
Just the best. So
all right,
you know, there
so,
are so
well,
many
what do
benefits.
You mean it's the best?
Well,
what
there's
are
so
they?
Many there's so many benefits. So one is you get to hang out with your girlfriends, right? So you
Yay.
Can plan your own retreats. But you know, for me it was about flexibility, because I suffer from sciatica. So my hips are so tight from sitting at that computer that the flexibility issue became, you know, it's been huge since I started yoga.
Well,
so
mine
what about
is
you?
Strength. I love strike a
oh,
pose.
We know that.
Strength.
Hello.
We love that. I know. It's that triathlete in me. What can I say? But also, here's another thing. You know, better posture. And
sure.
When you're doing the better posture with yoga, which I just absolutely love, you get breathing benefits. You open up your entire tidal volume in your lungs so you can actually breathe in and breathe out so much more. And when you're doing that, you de-stress and you get more calm. It's great for your heart at the same time, because it lowers your blood pressure. So what else does it do medically?
And it boosts your immune system.
You got
which
it, girl.
Great. And it eases migraines, which is something I didn't know. There's a study out about that as well. And it boosts sexual performance. Just saying.
Now, why did you stop at that for a moment? What was that all about? Why did you stop? The studies have found that 12 weeks of yoga can improve sexual desire, arousal, performance, confidence, orgasm, and satisfaction for both men and women, because it increases the blood flow into your downstairs into the genital area, which is important for arousal and erection, all the rest of it. I wonder how you do that when you're like, you know, you got the head on the floor and your legs are up in the ceiling. I'm not even going to go
you
there.
You can pitch the rest of these. You caught me there. That's all I needed.
See,
and it also
I
helps
knew
you.
It.
It helps you sleep better. It does help you sleep better because you now are having sex. Okay, let's get through that.
And then
it helps you fight food cravings. Fighting food cravings is a great thing, and so I
well,
am
that's
all
what
over
all
the
about.
Yoga program. Yeah, I'm
you're
all
you're
over
all
the yoga
over
program.
It. No, you just stopped at that sexual performance thing. I know you. I mean, come on. So come on, everyone out there, just give it a whirl. Take one class. There's all kinds of different kinds of yoga too. So just go on out there and experiment. Okay, we've been doing Ask Her. Great questions on quitting smoking, get off that stuff, and at the same time, the benefits of yoga. Yeah, keep those questions coming to us for Ask Her. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson.
Go to askher@radiomd.com to ask your question. Stay well.